Good afternoon, members. Ms. Zilani is unable to be here today. May I ask for nominations for an acting chairperson? Thank you, Honourable Secretary. Mr. Nahoma, please. Thank you, then Mr. Ralekhoma will be the acting chairperson for today.
I've been sampled because delegated, I can't do permanent decisions, and I've been sampled. Anyway, the agenda for today is only one item, the draft budget report for tabling next week, Tuesday. We have circulated it. But maybe what we should do is to request between today and Kumza to take us through the draft budget. Or you lead it.
Yeah, thank you. I will start with that and then I will stop writing my notes. But it's not going to be a very complicated minute for this meeting. I just wanted to say that Sebogo, the content advisor, phoned us 10 minutes before the meeting and very enthusiastic about asking members that he's been wanting to maybe fill out certain areas, and he pointed out one or two places where he thought I should tell members that if what he thought about him doing something slightly different, which is a sentence or two. I will just tell you that maybe after we got through the draft report. Do you a hard copy for me? I don't see my copy.
Yes. I'll take a CD and copy.
The introduction is pretty standard. It will have a heading and we just say the portfolio committee on sport and recreation, having our civic budget by 40, sport and recreation South Africa, and then the 2015 strategic plan of the department, 2015-16 annual performance plan. I think this is it correct? The annual performance plan data. And then the 2013 strategic plan of the SA Institute for Drug Free Sport and the 2015-16 annual performance plan of Boxing South Africa report as follows. The introduction I cut a little bit, it's now 2015-16 financial year, says the committee. Has seen the introduction of the 2014-19 medium-term strategic framework that has been aligned to the National Development Plan. The National Development Plan is the macroeconomic policy of the new government and finds its expression in the medium-term strategic framework. This in itself has required that the Department of Sport and Recreation adapt its plan to the priorities of the NTSF and the NDP, and to pilot programs that will allow it to achieve the goals of the NTNS. Then he goes to the overview of the annual performance plan in the second paragraph, and his third paragraph is on the strategic priority and measurable objective of the department. And then in the fourth, I think we go to four is on the key project, five is budget analysis, six is the budget analysis for each program, and the entity's budget analysis he puts in paragraph 7. Then he puts paragraph 8 is useful, is where the committee's observations are on all these various entities. And then recommendations will be, they are all under paragraph 9. So I'm going to start reading the SRSA overview of the annual performance plan of the department. The SRSA 2015-16 annual performance plan is presented at a time that the department has just received its audit for its performance during the 2014-15 financial year. Is that true? It is informed by the first NTZ, which has been linked with the National Development Plan and which was adopted in August 2013. The NTZ serves as a 2014-19 government strategic plan and requires that all the government departments and entities develop their policies to ensure that they reach the strategic outcomes of the NTZ. SRSA developed a National Sport and Recreation Plan as policy document to guide the sport development continuum of our country. As a result, SRSA has had to align it to the 2014-19 NTSS. After adoption of the NSRP in May 2012, the department has had to restructure its programs in order to align itself to the NSRP. Isn't that the NDP?
No,
it has now been 3 years that the department, and it's a word, out here. The department has been implementing the first phase of the NSRP and has aligned the 2015-20 strategic plan to the NSRP. Is that not, it has aligned?
How are you going to finish if you are going to have to call it?
Thank you, I will be
sure. Because it's in the draft, and I want to ask me. Because
if
you don't have time, we are going, members, some members are supposed to go. Because we too, it's a budget, and we support each other.
The implementation of the NSRP continues to be done in phases during the 2015-16 financial year. The National Treasury has indicated that SRSA has estimated the cost of implementing the NSRP to be at $15.2 billion over the 2014-17 NTSS period. However, the current budget of the SRSA for the 2015-18 NTSS period is at $3.2 billion, making it difficult for the NSRP to be fully implemented. At the same time, SRSA has been exploring the possibility of introducing flat levies on ticket sales to sports events to fund the NSRP, and National Treasury has advised the department to table this proposal to the Daily Tax Committee. In the 2015-16 financial year, the department was allocated $988 million, showing just a slight increase of $18 million 1.8% from $170 million allocated in the 2014-15 financial year, indicating that the departmental budget can only fund a small portion of the approved NSRP. The major part of the budget, $628 million, 4% is allocated to the Active Nation Program, and a large portion, 133.2 million, which is 13.4%, is allocated to sports support programs. It's worth noting that the infrastructure support program received the smallest allocation, 9.7 million, $0.98, an indication that the scope of infrastructure development falls outside the mandate of the department in the current dispensation. However, the committee is encouraged by the response of the National Treasury with regard to considering the transfer of the sport infrastructure conditional grant allocation to the control of the department. This would allow for the proper coordination and control of the development of sports facilities through the department. The 2015-16 annual performance plan continues to recognize and prioritize the role of sport in achieving the broader outcomes of the NTSS. The NTSS sets out the actions that government will take and the targets to be achieved. It is structured around 14 priority outcomes, which cover focus identified in the NDP and government's electoral mandate. The SRSA contributes to outcome 14, aimed at promoting social cohesion to increase interaction from race and class. Second, NDP boxing is A, and 2.2. Boxing is A has continued to face challenges which made it difficult to achieve most of its objectives in the 2013-14 financial year. These challenges ranged from the paralysis of the board, this happened after the resignations of board members and the passing of one member. The suspension of the chief executive officer also did not make things easier. Whilst the chief financial officer was appointed during the course of the year, there was a slight improvement in ratios for profit, current assets and return on assets, largely due to increases in revenue generation and decreases in expenditure. However, the CFO was also suspended shortly before this report was written and a new board was appointed in May 2014. Major challenges for boxing include the lack of broadcasting rights which could generate regular income, lack of sponsorship as a result of lack of publicity, inadequate funding which limits implementation of some BFA programs. These challenges have led to Boxing SA not being able to hold a critical basic post, having to deal with regulation of licensees without the necessary capacity to deal with the extended mandate. The organizational structure of Boxing SA is not suitable to support its mandate, and drastic steps are required to ensure that the structure is aligned to its mandate. SRSA has intervened because of the leadership instability and has been assisting Boxing SA with its internal audit functions. And in the absence of a full-time CEO, the department has seconded an administrator to manage the entity. The introduction of the new World Anti-Doping Code, WADA Code, which was to be implemented in the beginning of 2015, will increase the activities and workload of states. This will require that states assess possibility of building a small infrastructure that will support the new code requirements of purchasing doping intelligence information. Implementing the code there will impact on organizational operations, which has necessitated the need to review job descriptions in order to develop this new organizational structure. Processes are currently underway to employ contract staff on a permanent basis. There has not been any update in the strategic plan about the implementation of the new structure. In the 2013-14 financial year, the department allocated an extra $3.6 million to SAGE to increase its budget to $14 million, up from the $13.1 million it was provided in 2012-13. In the 2015-16 financial year, SAGE has a budget of $30 million. This is based on the grant from SRSA and National Lottery. In the 2013-14 financial year, SAGE received an additional 18 million rand grant from the National Lottery to enable it to host the WADA World Conference on Doping in Sport in Johannesburg in November 2013 and the International Conference on Sport Law and Anti-Doping for decision makers in South Africa and Africa. Paragraph 3. about the strategic priorities and measurable objectives of the Department of Sport and Recreation. 2.1 is overview of strategic goals. The committee has had a look at the link between the 2015-20 strategic plan and the 2015-16 annual performance plan of NRSA and the 2014-19 NCSS and the NDP in view of the legislative framework and the mandate of the department. This talk included noting inputs made by the Auditor General and the subsequent presentation by NRSA to ensure that the department was able to set clearly measurable targets and has allocated enough resources to achieve the targets it has set for itself. The department has taken 6 strategic goals. The detailed analysis of each is spread here below and provides a picture of how aligned all the programs of the department to meeting the outcomes of the 2014-19 NCSS. Whilst the Auditor General had established that there was no link to the inclusive outcomes and the NDP priorities of the department, it should be emphasized that a strong link exists as we understand that sport is treated as a cross-cutting issue. NRSA has attempted to explain the link in the 2015-20 strategic plan, which is focused on the promotion of social cohesion through activities that will build capacity, remove barriers to participation and address imbalances of the party. It's important to note that sport and recreation contribute to sub-outcome 3 of outcome 4 of the medium-term strategic framework. Sub-outcome 3 of the 2014-19 NCSS shows the indicators and targets for the NRSA. However, since this is a strategic document, it does not include all the technical key performance areas, which will ultimately demonstrate the performance outcomes. Table 1 is a comparative analysis of objectives in the STRAT plan and the APP. STRAT plan strategic objectives to the left, APP STRAT outcomes to the right. STRAT is increase the access of South African citizens to sports and recreation. To the right, citizens access to sport and recreation activities. That is the outcome. Providing mass participation opportunities in that objective is advocate transformation in sport and recreation. And the APP strategic outcome is sport and recreation is adequately transformed. Under developed talented athletes by providing them with opportunities to excel, I don't know if this is a subject. There's nothing to the right. And then supporting high performance athletes to achieve success in international sports is the strategic objective. And the outcome in the annual plan is athletes achieve international success. Then the are 3 more outcomes for the year. Enabling mechanisms to support sport and recreation, it seems that they want to put have that in place. Sport is used as a tool to support SA government and global priorities, and an efficient and effective organization. That's the outcomes in the region. It will be important for SRSA to ensure that it clearly indicates the alignment of these two to avoid the query that may arise. The NRSA performs most of the programs mentioned. They appear as sub-programs or outcomes of other activities that are being undertaken. Under strategic goal 1, citizens access to sport and recreation activities, SRSA was able to provide 61,694 people with access to sport and recreation in the past 3 financial years of the implementation of the NFLP. It's worth noting that the 2015-20 strategic plan sets some targets on 2 indicators, which is the number of the number of schools, huts or clubs being provided with equipment and attire to clubs. This target is set at 66,400 schools or clubs or huts per annum. The second indicator refers to the number of citizens provided access. The 2015-16 APP shows a much higher figure of 6,520 of schools, clubs, or hubs per annum. A 128.6 million, 64% of the department's budget have been allocated to the Active Nation program. Therefore, it will be important to ensure that there is proper measurement of the outcomes and clear targets to ensure efficiency and effectiveness of the use of funds in order to create value for money. Under strategic goal 2, sports and recreation sector adequately transformed, the 2014 report of the Eminent Persons Group on Transformation in Sport has highlighted that transformation is not only linked to the quota system, but should be applied multidimensionally to include progress to peak performance, changing demographic profiles, institutional governance, skills and capacity development, employment equity and preferential procurement. The transformation scorecard for all federations is based on measuring these dimensions, and the FA Sports Confederation and Olympic Committee will assist to monitor and evaluate federations' performance in this regard. The strategic outcome intends to measure two distinct indicators: the percentage of national federations achieving their transformation targets and the number of national federations that meet their transformation targets. I was wondering if it is a... There is a difference in the criteria that will be used to measure the performance of the two indicators. An allocation of 107.6 million in the 2015-16 financial year has been earmarked for sports support service programs for sports and recreation bodies that meet their transformation targets. The EBG will enter into an agreement with the national federations to ensure that they set clear transformation targets to which they will be measured and will be funded accordingly. Strategic goal 3, athletes achieve international success. International success can be measured through the improvement in world rankings, achievement of medals in international competitions, and it's important for the department to indicate clearly set targets and set accountability to attain the goal. The 2015-20 strategic plan offers no specific targets. Different federations will be participating in different tournaments in the 2015-16 financial year. Swimming is they will be taking part in the 2015 FINA World Championship in Russia, whilst athletes is they will send athletes to the CAA Africa Youth Championships in Mauritius in April 2015, and to the 15th IAAF World Championship in Beijing in August 2015. There will also be a Netball World Cup in Sydney, Australia in August 2015, and the 2015 Rugby World Cup in England. Other multi-party events in the 2015-16 financial year include the 2015 All Africa Games in Congo in September. Other major events that will be taking place during the 2015-20 strategic term include the 2016 Rio Olympic Games, the 2018 FIFA Soccer World Cup, 2018 Commonwealth Games in Gold Coast, Australia, and many other sport-specific world championships. The goal statement for this strategic outcome clearly specifies that success is qualified as an improvement in South Africa's performance at selected multi-pro events or improvement in ranking in certain sporting codes. Whilst these indicators may not necessarily be the ideal measurement of success, they are tools to make a judgment upon. Participation and performance at previous events should be used as a baseline to measure the performance in upcoming events. There is an allocation of 41.6 million in the 2015-16 financial year, which will grow to 44.6 million in the 2016-17 financial year to the Athlete Support Project under the Winning Nation Program, which comes in a form of financial and non-financial support to the athletes. The Ministerial Bursary Program managed to assist up to 28 athletes in the 2013-14 financial year. The old program of residential support was ceased in December 2013. During the 2012-13 financial year, 19 athletes from the old program were supported, and in the 2014-15 financial year, only 58 athletes still remain in the athlete support program. In the medium term, the department aims to assist 60 athletes with a budget allocation of 27.8 million. Strategic goal 4. Emerging mechanisms to support the delivery of sport recreation. SRSA has allocated an amount of 5.1 million to roll out multi-purpose sport facilities during 2015-16 financial year, and this will increase to 5.8 million in the 2017-18 financial year. Sports Trust played a key role in the ministerial outreach program of building facilities in rural areas. In the 2013-14 financial year, Sports Trust received 65 million from the department in that regard. The budget that the SRSA allocated to sport councils was increased from 3% to 4% of the allocation of the mass participation and sport development conditional grant in order to assist provinces to establish and manage the provincial sport configurations. A monitoring tool to measure the use of these funds and ultimate allocation by provinces to provincial sport configurations is needed. An effort should also be made to avoid delays in transferring funds to provinces. The decision to allocate 10% of the mass participation of sport development conditional grants to the provinces for club development is important as clubs serve as the basis for active participation in sport. The committee found during an oversight visit to the Mopani region in Limpopo where SRSA is piloting a club development model, but it was yielding positive results in ensuring that communities take ownership and that there were communities as a result. This process should be encouraged in all provinces. SRSA has indicated that progress on the order of facilities was at different stages across all 9 provinces. It's important to establish a clear target for completing this process nationally during the 2015-20 strategic plan period. So far, only 2 provinces have indicated that they have completed the audit. SRSA has followed the process of implementing a geographic information system in order to facilitate the facility audit. However, the Director General reported that it has stopped due to the huge financial burden it would have had on the department of another mechanism that seeks to enable the support for the delivery of sport and recreation is the academy system, to which the department has allocated 3.5% of the total grant allocated to provinces to establish and develop provincial and district academies in line with SRSA guidelines. SASCOC will continue to receive financial support in order to enable it to carry its mandate of preparing and delivering the national team to the multi-coded international sport team competitions. An allocation of 8.8 million has been granted for the 2015-16 financial year and will increase to 9.8 million in the 2017-18 financial year. SASCOC has also been charged with the responsibility of ensuring that the athletes and coaching commissions are fully operational as part of fulfilling the mandate of the SRP. Strategic goal 5. Sport and recreation used as a strategic tool to support government and global priorities. The committee acknowledges the important role that the department plays in implementing the program in line with 2014-19 MTC as they relate to building social capital and fostering social cohesion. It's therefore important that other programs are getting an expression of how the goals will be achieved. They may also assist with compliance to the principle of governance as set out in the PSMA and the audit principle of looking at predetermined outcomes. This outcome will need to be included in the 2015-20 strategic plan as it is currently not part of the strategic outcomes. It is an important outcome to the department and the country. However, it has to be included in the strategic plan in order to ensure that it adheres to the established systems of governance and accountability. The Sport for Social Change program aims to catalyze change in the environment. HIV and AIDS as a program for sport against crime. In order to achieve this, the department needs to monitor any change or progress that takes place over time. This program strategically links to the other program of the department is also dependent on the strength of its department correlations to measure its progress. A clear monitoring evaluation tool which will measure the impact of sport in this regard is important so as to ascertain the contribution that sport makes to bring about a meaningful change in society. SRSA is making its contribution to matters of global importance within the United Nations International Scientific and Cultural Organization, UN Sport for Peace and Development International Working Group, IADA and WADA. South Africa holds the chairmanship of the board of ACP IWG. South Africa was requested to develop a framework on the role of sport to address gender-based violence. In the 2014-15 financial year, the department had promised to cut down on cost of international travel by reducing the number of delegates. Strategic role needs to be developed in such a way that it adheres to SMART principles. Strategic goal 6. The outcome, as it appears in the 2015-16 APP, also not reflected in the 2015-20 strategic plan. Since it is an important outcome of the reform, it will have to be reflected in the strategic plan and be given an effect in the APP. SRSA will attempt to improve its performance in the quality of management practices as it is to the impact score of 2 out of 4. A key audit of the department in the 2013-14 financial year should be commended, and efforts should be made to address the matters that were raised by the Auditor General in order to maintain good performance. A point of departure will be alignment of the 2016 APP strategic outcomes to the 2013-20 strategic plan outcomes. The department has indicated that it would need more funds to implement the newly established organizational structure on an incremental budget. The 124.8 million has been allocated for departmental administration in the 2013-16 financial year, and the amount will increase to 138.1 million in the 2017-18 financial year. The project is under paragraph 4. For the 2015-16 financial year, it's school sport program, SIA schools, national championships, national regional games, youth camps on 20 seminars, and playing sports towards all African games, project program, Brotherhood. The budget analysis. Due to the constrained economic outlook, the scope to provide additional funding has been limited by the national pressure. As a result, department public entities and constitutional institutions were asked to reprioritize funding that was to fund emerging priorities. Should the fiscal outlook improve, recommendations for additional funding may be considered. There are difficult choices that have to be made, choosing between spending priorities and deciding on the sequence of program implementation. As a result, departments are required to efficiently manage the cost pressures related to changes in inflation rate, exchange rate, and any other factors affecting input costs. SRSA can only implement the NSRP partially or in phases until such time that there's enough funding for the full implementation. The 2015-20 strategic plan focuses heavily on the important role of the department towards nation building and fostering social cohesion. Strong emphasis is placed on the alignment of 2015-20 strategic plan with the sub-outcome 3 of outcome 14 of the 2014-19 NPD. These objectives are to be pursued in the medium term, as SRSA has aligned its strategic plan and APP to the 2014-19 NPD. The department has been allocated 3 billion rand in the medium term, and of that, 2 billion will be allocated to the Act of Nations program and 417.3 million the sport program. The allocation will only fund a small portion of the implementation of the NSRP. The key deliverables for this expenditure will be focused on ensuring that participation in sport events increase from 9,150 in the 2015-16 financial year to 15,000 in the 2017-18. And that efforts to transform sport are also allocated 107.6 million in the 2015-16 financial year for ensuring commitment towards changing the landscape of South Africa in sport to reflect the demographics of the country. Paragraph 6. 2015-16 SRSA budget analysis per program. Table 1. SRSA 2015-16 budget per program. Program is in millions. Administration, Active Nation, Winning Nation, Sports, Sport, Infrastructure, Sport. To the right, you have audit expenditure, adopted expenditure, revised estimates of 3 financial years, and all, then the medium-term expenditure estimate for 2015-16, which totaled 988.5 million. The department has a total budget of 988.5 million to spend for the 2015-16 financial year. The budget is allocated to 5 programs of the department to ensure that it gives the practical implementation, to the state of the department. The explanation program has been allocated 628.6 million to 14. This is a major program of the department which includes school support and community support, followed by the school support program with an allocation of 153.2 million to 14, the majority of which will be transferred to national generation. And then the allocation of 24.8 million, 12.6% for the administration of the department. The main expense of the department, 720.7 million, is incurred on transfers and subsidies to the provinces, departments of entities and federations, so that they can implement programs. The other share of the major share of the department's expense is on current payments. 255.7 million rand, the 20.8% currently being the goods and services and the compensation of employees. Paragraph 6.1, on program 1 administration, the allocation of 184.8 million in this program for 2015-16 is an increase from the 116.7 million that was appropriated in 2014-15. Corporate services receives a big portion of the budget, which is 40 million. However, this has increased from 2014-15 budget of 44 million. This is a major increase of 29% for office accommodation from 11.7 million in the 2014-15 financial year to 20.1 million in 2015-16. The department was using the options which they had indicated were not suitable because there was inadequate parking space. They posed in a security list to staff and were not properly located. There is a need to speedily resolve the negotiations with the Department of Public Works to find alternative accommodation. Sorry, saying I didn't grow. But it is able to respond to the concerns raised by the agent of filling the vacant post and completing the policies and procedures that are needed for maintaining good governance. All vacant posts should be filled and the needed recruitment process be addressed in a matter of urgency. IT governance is long overdue and should be completed. While the department has extended its audit services to Boxing Day, it should be noted that this is in addition to the assumption and should not compromise the operations of the department. Paragraph 2.1 on Program 2 Accreditation. In the 2015-16 financial year, the program's budget increased marginally to 628.6 million compared to 620.1 million in 2014-15. Provincial support and coordination is allocated about 567.3 million in the 2015-16 financial year, up from 525.6 million in the 2014-15 financial year. It's important that provinces are monitored to adhere to new provisions and avoid possible audit periods. ESRSA should ensure that all provinces adhere to stipulated regulations. Attention should be given to avoid average expenditure. Program has 5 health programs: Active Nation, Active Recreation, Community Sports, School Sport, and Provincial Support and Coordination. All major events of the department are in this program. The department has indicated that the current organizational structure does not meet the expanding responsibilities placed on the program following the approval of the NSRP. As a result, staff will be migrated to match and place potential positions that will best support the expanded obligations. One notable change in the budget under the program is the decrease of expenditure for goods and services from 52.8 in 2014-15 to 38.2 million in 2015-16. While the compensation of employees shall be increased from 6.6 million to 16.4, LoveLife will continue to receive funding allocation of 36.6 million in the 2015-16 financial year, up from 35.5 million in 2014-15. Program 3 is under paragraph 6.3 in the Winning Nation. The purpose of this program is to support the development of elite athletes. One of the crucial objectives is to contribute to nation building by financially supporting South African sport confederation and Olympic committees, preparing and delivering South African teams for participation in selected international multi-sport road events on an ongoing basis. In the 2015-16 financial year, the program has allocated 92.2 million rand, up from 78.1 in 2014-15. The increase comes as a result of the increase of the budget of the Scientific Support Sub-Program, which increased from 44 million in 2014-15 to 61.4 in 2015-16. Scientific Support budget increased due to the extended mandate of SAGE to complying with the new other code. Approximately 7 targets to achieve in the current financial year. 6.4 is on program 4, sports support. The objective of this program is to contribute towards the country, uniting the country by supporting 16 national sports federations, other non-government organizations to offer sport, and the creation of opportunities to all South Africa. To achieve this objective, the program set 7 targets in the 15-16 financial year. There are 3 sub-programs supporting the sports support program, sports support, international relations, and sports support and recreation service providers. The program has allocation of 33.2 million rand for 2015-16, which went down from 145.1 million that was allocated to 2014-15. Sport and recreation service providers sub-program sees the lion's share of the budget with 126.1 million, that's 4.6%, for the funding of federations. Boxing ESA has received increase of budget from 7.1 million in 2014-15 to 10.5 million in 2015-16 financial year. This would require strict budget monitoring, especially with regard to compliance and adherence to predetermined objectives. SRSA will have to ensure that there are punitive measures in place and that the Federation sign the agreement to comply. SRSA has situated 16 national federations with financial and non-financial support, however, expects to only have 20 federations pledging support for the Code of Conduct. The introduction of the Code of Conduct was to ensure that federations would improve their governance and only those that comply would receive financial support. As a result, all federations are expected to honor the Code of Conduct, and SRSA has an obligation to ensure compliance. 6.5, infrastructure support. For the 2015-16 financial year, programs allocated 9.7 million, down from 10.4 that was appropriated in 2014-15 financial year. The program has three sub-programs. The objective is to improve levels of participation in sport and recreation by facilitating the provision of adequate and well-maintained facilities. The program is for the development of sport and recreation facilities with municipalities. One of the major activities that the department has been engaging in is discussion to have the 15% that's been ring-fenced from the EMIC transferred to the department. Whilst the FOSA indicated that the grant would not be administered by the department in 2015-16, there was a need to properly plan to ensure proper administration of the grant. The entity budget analysis is table 2 under paragraph 7. We have program, audited expenditure, medium-term expenditure estimate. The years range from 2013-14 to 2017-18 is in millions. And for boxing is 6.5, 11.9, 11.0, 11.5. For state 14, 18.5, 19.8, 21.9, and 23. Under paragraph 17.1 is boxing is a budget allocated to boxing is a for 2013-16 is 10.4 million. An increase of 7.9 million is allocated in 2014-15. Increase is due to substantial increase allocated for goods and services from 3.7 million in 2014-15 to 6 million in 2015-16. This is intended to allow Boxing ESA to implement some of its annual operational plans. The EPS will allocate 21.6 million in the medium term period for compensation of employees. During the 15-16 financial year, compensation of employees will constitute 65%, 6.5 million, of total expenditure of the entity. Functions of these are clearly explained in the 2015-16 ACP and are divided as core entity functions. To carry out these functions, PSA has been considered in resources capacity or to carry them through programs and proper prioritizing. At the moment, such does not give an indication of how, for instance, marketing functions are carried out. Regulating functions are very important in the business of boxing, since there are broadcasting, bus and licensee contracts to manage, which require an organization that has a structure that's well suited to manage such tasks and to avoid possible litigation that may arise in cases in dispute. 10.2 is on say, in 1314 the AG provides an unqualified writ of opinion to the state for the financial statement. This shows consistency of good financial performance by state. The budget allocation increased slightly from 13.2 million in 1213 to 14.7 million in the 1314 financial year. Allocation has been increased to 14.8 in 1413. The National Lottery allocated, say, 18 million in the 1314 financial year. Additional funding of 3.6 million was declared for state in the 1413 financial year, 4.2 in 1516, and 5.5 in 1617. This is to ensure that state is able to comply with the World Anti-Doping Code, the WADA Code. The budget allocated for state in 1316 is 19.8 with an additional 10 million from the lottery. This amount has been allocated such that 41% of 12.2 million will be applied for doping control and administration, will consume 9.7 million at 32% of the total allocation. States have had to ensure that the staff that's been on contract is employed on a full-time basis. As a result, that has increased total expenditure. Education is an important role that states play, and during 1415, 16 education officers were appointed in 7 provinces, excluding provinces such as Mpumalanga and Northwest. This expansion of staff will have an impact on existing outreach programs and is a need for states to review its current model of education and outreach so that it can be effective and efficient. States intend to conduct 3,000 tests and implement 7 anti-doping outreach projects in the 2015-16 financial year. In the same period, there will also be 8 anti-doping workshops to provincial sport federations or academies. These actions are all meant to ensure that there is greater awareness across the sector about the need to have a doping-free sport and educate athletes about fair competition. 8, the committee's observations. 8.1 is on the department and 8.2 is on the entities. On the FSA committee says, provinces are unable to spend allocated funds. The community sport and self-development is an urgent requirement, non-delivery by the government with regards to building facilities with the money that has been allocated for the service. Answerability is not enforced for non-delivery on facilities for which money that has been set aside for municipalities and states to entities and all persons of each other. The misalignment between strategic objectives and outcomes with departments and the performance plan could result in an audit query. It seems unlikely that the provincial sports academy goal, such as industry goal, so that it becomes a goal, will be completed within the time frame envisaged by the department. Non-delivery of facilities, lack of facilities, and the ability to make use of facilities to impact on community demographics and micro and macro migration trends. The backlog in delivering facilities is influenced by the number of schools as a result of parents choosing to enroll their children at schools that offered access to facilities if they could afford to do so. It is a priority to implement the inefficiency in some phases as due to financial reasons. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. funds and what is being perceived to be biased towards the Confederation in its operation phase of something called in supplements into a product, and they have a partnership with Virgin Active, which is certainly ensuring that anti-doping campaigns are promoted within the fitness industry. There is no established supply chain management unit in place, however, it is a state role company to closely be procured goods. Sage was moved towards employing full-time financial manager in order to improve its good corporate governance. Sage had suspended athletes, a certain suspended athletes previously, and the results have indicated in Jersey. However, he has refused to comply with the running ticket. RAA had instituted by him, he was suspended. Boxing is that is currently housed within the departmental building in order to reduce rental expense whilst in the process of finding more reasonable offices to rent. The administrative support that Boxing is received from its territory should not compromise its independence. Three most senior managers of Boxing are under suspension. These include the chief executive officer, chief financial officer, and the director of operations. The current structure of Boxing USA must be seeks to ensure that Boxing USA is able to fulfill its mandate and implement its programs. Recommendations. The committee emphasizes that recommends that the Minister of Sport Initiation emphasize the need to ensure that the provinces have the capacity to then allocate funds so as to avoid its return to national treasury. Develop the framework of how provinces use the DORA funds in line with the priorities of the NSLP as approved by National Treasury. To strengthen monitoring systems of the use of DORA funds by provinces, to ensure that the process of amending legislation is easily expedited during the 15-16 financial year. To enforce the compliance of Federation towards transformation and signing transformation scorecards, and institute punitive measures for non-compliance. Consider rewarding federations that have achieved and are exceeding the set targets for transformation to ensure that the facility for this project is completed during the 15-16 MTEF, so that the national facility plan can be implemented and ensure that Boxing USA is properly managed to fulfill its mandate. The Portfolio Committee on Sport and Recreation, having considered budget vote 40, Sport and Recreation USA recommend that the House approve budget vote 40.
There is a draft report, members. You want to?
The ball, why don't you just ask the
committee? Yeah, there is a draft report. Comments? Questions? There we go.
Thanks, Chair. I've got the
another Mabika. No, you are the only one. We see every day you can come.
Oh, okay. I've just seen on page 7, I think the second paragraph, first sentence is about the competitions. So I see that there is something which says Athletics South Africa sends athletics to Africa travel in Mauritius in April 2015. I'm not sure whether that has happened or it's supposed to be in 2015.
Okay. Any other comments? Oh, right, you said to me, Janessa, we still have got an opportunity, but it is not only to can comment, so that they incorporate whatever that we feel must be incorporated, so that when we deliberate on the, I think it's on the 12th, we have taken on board some of your fears. Honorable Mateka?
Thank you. The reduction of the facility allocation is going against the view of the committee that says we need to see the facilities being built where in rural and township areas where they are not. So if they are using, it means it is not healthy in the level of transmission as far as facility and infrastructure application.
Correct. I will see that, but the reason for that, I'm not sure where it will assist you. It is the fact that the large portions are allocated to provinces, but also there is a lead funding to municipalities, which at this stage we don't have control, particularly ourselves here. As you remember that we interacted with SALGA, and the last time we said we might have to meet with a local government department. But that meeting has not materialized. And given that we've got this problem of doubt whether provinces have got the capacity, I think we might have to meet with MCOP, the relevant select committee, because they also are from provinces. They might be, they might be in a position to can assist us. So that is one thing that we might have to do. But I think you will know the comment that has been made by Honorable Mabili. Any other comments? Honorable Manan.
Thank you, Chairperson. Although Honorable Mutaya has already touched the infrastructure budget, because it's very, very small. And what I think we must do, we need to push the municipality, because after we have spoken with Salga, we did not get any direction that who is supposed to oversee the municipality. And I think if there is we don't know who, I mean, since the father told us that they don't know who's supposed to accept and get maybe it's Opta. We need to call the municipality, because it's really, they don't know what to do with the money. They keep pushing to the funds and for services delivery or the water, the sanitation or some other stuff, or else they take the money for their own sporting events.
Yeah. So we have to make a follow-up to meet with Opta. For myself, I think we might have to ensure that it is clear that we following the medium strategic framework, because we, as the ruling party, we don't have a chance. That is the line that is done by the current government. And they just mentioned that. So it is important that it becomes quite clear. Secondly, I just said that it is important that while we can mention, but some of these things until we meet with NCOP, National Council of Provinces, I think given what we have raised in the last budget, including the BRRR, and the response, it is quite clear that the select committee as well does raise almost similar things with regard in particular to DORA and meat funding. And then my last point really is the alignment between the medium-term strategic framework and the national development plan. That also is a given, because we just mentioned it. We need to ensure that it comes out quite clearly. The last point from myself, quite clearly, this draft, it must, there is still a lot of work that must be done between today and next week, Tuesday. when we are to adopt it. Because I can see that the Temoko tries to just respect. I know it was hard, but it needs to be tightened because you wanted to also correct as you were reading the document. So we hope you'll be in a position to get in there. We just said that because you wanted us to make inputs, we complied with it. Any other takers? Honorable Munteka, you'll be the last person, and then we just have to, and then the last person would be Honorable Musi.
To the teacher, I think somewhere you forget that you are chair of the committee, not of the ANC, because this thing of national directors from the ANC in this committee is problematic. Let me leave that one. I'm still having a problem with this reduction of the facility budget from 9 million to 10, I mean from 10 million to 9 million. Because MIG money, we know for a fact that SAGA and municipalities are using it, they're into their own allocations, not to what it is to be used for. And the provinces, we know for a fact that they're not utilizing the money, whereas the rural analysis township others are playing in rough fields and order. So the department, because it cannot control both these entities, it must make money available for not reduce. To reduce, it means whatever. This song we used to sing here, that in this parliament, we have to see transformation here and there. But then the same time, we reduce the budget for them. It will even work, and it is a bit difficult for some of us to accept these things. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Honorable Muteka. Honorable Musi?
I'm not sure on the issue that was raised by Honorable Manana, where to raise it. But I thought it's a person that, on the issue of SAGA and the municipalities, I think the best thing for us is to go to these municipalities, do an oversight on them. I was not going to Maranda, we never get it right. But the other thing I want to raise is the department included on under administration that the imposed should be treated as a matter of defense. I'm not sure, but I think that it's a priority issue. It should also appear under recommendations.
Honorable Manana? Okay. So whether I made a mistake, I was not talking about the ANC program. I was talking about the government of the day. Because that is a given. Whether we like it or not, it's a given. It's a government of the day for the next 5 years. So we can't help but talk about them. And then the opposition will come on the basis of that, criticize and do all of that. So I was not making a view of the ANC. I was talking about it today. With that, we are under pressure, so we'll incorporate that, and then the document will be cleaned, and then we'll deliberate next week. But I said that before I released Honorable Mabika and ourselves, because we need to go to other cities to voice support. we should deliberate a little whether we should agree to meet tomorrow, because we are supposed to approve our strategic plan as well as the APT of the committee. As you will remember that we still have got a sitting tomorrow from 9. And then after that, it's going to be other EDCs that will be sitting from 2. from three.
Yeah, so
the chair is ill, that is why he's not there. So I thought maybe we should deliberate whether we run this meeting, because I thought maybe we should agree that we should try to target a day that is not that much crowded. I'm not sure whether Friday will be suitable. Friday as well, it's a problem because most members will want to see one meeting and then leave to go and do their conferences. What is your take, members? Because it is quite tight tomorrow for all of us. But there is this reality that we need to do the committee strategic the plan as well as the HPP. And it also includes the actual budget. How many teams are going to need and so on and so on. I think they gave you those documents that we are supposed to discuss tomorrow. So let's take Honorable Mabilika, Isha, and then Manaji. In that order, and then it will be, the first one will be Honorable Museka, and then Manana, and then Musi will be the last person.
My take on the matter, because the hymen is against us, would be to suggest that we try and meet during lunch time, because if you look at the program, you can only have a meeting during lunch, because you have to attend plenary, and then during this debate, some of us are participating. So if it can be during lunch time, at least it happens, I think we can make it.
Okay.
Because I was going to say, we can sit after tomorrow when there's no sitting. Both the sitting then there's.
The sitting are simply finished. What the budget?
Plenary. We meet plenary caucuses and then plenary. Go to plenary tomorrow.
Also, if it's not plenary, it's only 30, but you see there are 3 days in caucuses. We want them parties, because parties caucus. It's fine, we have heard you, we'll make this clean. Let's go to Honorable Malachi.
Thank you. My worry is time, because we're dealing with critical documents here, and I'm uncomfortable with the short space of time to deal with it, you know. Even though I understand the importance of having this meeting today, it is...
Tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm just starting with this, and it was also very difficult to be substantive in terms of increase on this document when the first engagement, that's why I haven't made any input about it. But I also think that, you know, a document of the magnitude of the strategic plan, we should try by any means necessary. If it means we have to be here late to go through the way, maybe we should pursue that opportunity and not limit ourselves to only meeting through lunchtime, because quite frankly, I don't think lunchtime will be enough for us to thoroughly engage that document. And I'm uncomfortable with the option of rushing everything based on limited amount of time rather than us being fairer in our interrogation of the document.
Okay. Let me take who is the next Honorable Muteka?
Yes, sir. I'm also against the issue of rushness, because you cannot do things not in a proper way. I think Thursday, we'll be space on Thursday. This is okay. Because tomorrow there is plenary, others we are involved in other committees. So I don't know. I'm supporting the issue of Thursday.
Honorable Manana.
Thanks. I think mine will be a little bit different in supporting. So mine, if maybe we can meet after the plenary, we can even leave the house before they finish. I don't know if we will be in the house or plenary or in the budget case, I don't know. But I think we can leave before 5 o'clock coming to our committee.
When?
Tomorrow.
Honorable Musi? And then I of course I've got a program for tomorrow and this, so that I just check with members.
Okay.
What happened? Because tomorrow is from 3, it's debate on basic education. Let's start with today. Today is a debate now on health. And then because we are in the social cluster, the ANC part, they were supposed to be part of that debate. And that will support the health. It means basic education, we are supposed to be there as well. It is either we must take the two suggestions, have a ride tomorrow, lunchtime, as soon as we finish, it means from almost the 8 time to about 2, get a ride and then see what happens tomorrow. And then from there, once we don't finish, we might have to convene again Thursday, depending on members. So how are the members saying for Thursday? Who is the member that has got the commitment to Thursday? Because Thursday is human settlements, I know that we are supposed to be there because it's a disaster. And the labor, I know that Honorable Mutega is in labor, yes. But it's from 4 to 2. And then we rest on debate on vote 29 and vote 7, National Treasure. Are we affected on that? Because if we are not directly affected, I can suggest for the pre-decision for the we must come and deliver again between 1640 and 1840. On safety, to just look at the strategy, our strategy document, our plan, and also look at the budget, including the international team, so that we are not behind. Because once we don't submit, all other committees will go on study tour, and we won't do that. Honorable Mother Chairman Mabika.
I just want to check with you about the availability or non-availability of the Thursday morning, given the commitment. And I'll just check with you in this case as the week and also the week of your party to check whether is it possible in your side to make a provision to continue with this on Thursday morning if the majority is available, so that we can use the caucus time to have further time to engage this. Check whether that would be possible to bend my numbers.
There is a caucus meeting from 10. So the caucus, because they ensure that we must not interfere with parties, all parties. For the majority of them, we are committed for safety. And Mabika, you are not committed, no?
No, I mean, I can ask prevention to give the committee business priority. So, and that is what I was suggesting, that given the difficulty of time, if the majority of your party members are available, we can work around that to be available and ask opinions from the Facebook caucus.
Please hope and help me. Let me take my Mabika, maybe we ask it and then Abrahams, and then Moose.
I was on your suggestion about meeting on Thursday between 1640 and 1840. I wanted then, if you were suggesting this, to bring back my own proposal to say, let's rather meet tomorrow during that time, because that would tell me that if you consider that this day, it is 2 hours, and from Thursday to tomorrow, to maybe 14:30, because the plenary is only starting at 15 hours. Also has the 2 hours, the same as the one of this.
Why don't we take that one and then we decide whether we need an extra day? But my view is that we need to try to ensure that we approve this, for that is the committee. We are not left one thing. Is it okay, Maraji?
Yes. Well, I can make any time. I just want to make sure that the time you have is enough.
Yeah, because it will be 2 hours. Because that's the city, is going to be second reading Finance Amendment Bill, second reading Financial and Fiscal Commission. So you might find that there is not a lot of debate on those issues. With the possibility that some of them result that they overly debate, overly division, and so on and so on. But the election would go by half past 12, it would be through, because it's from 9. And then from there, if we be late, it will be from 1 to around 3. Because I think it takes it that so long we call it low-key, even if we are not on time, because nobody is debating for us among ourselves here. Because other committees are doing the same thing. They are basically making sure that they approve their own plans as well. So no, now we need to be in a position to do that. This is why I call it things that are for tomorrow. Is that it again? Okay. All right. Thank you. Last week, you wanted to say something. So that we can. Oh. Just 1 second. Honorable Manana. No. North Department. On Moosey. I'm sorry.
Thank you.